different kinds of bugs that sting you and hurt pretty bad?
Yes, sir.
Would you name those? Tell me, describe them.
Well, let's see. Now, that one would be washed, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Do they live in a paper nest?
Yes, sir. Paper nest, that's right. They're raising hatches in paper nests. Mm-hmm. But it's not them big ones like that, you see. Or some of them larger this or something. Them is hornets that build in them big old solid paper.
Oh,
yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Them's hornets.
Well, what do you call the ones that live in logs?
I'm bumblebees. That's bumblebees. They'll cut into that, you know, and of course, you take wasters would build in there if it's got a big enough hole in it that way. The wasters build in. But you take a bumblebee, they'll cut in these walls, you know, ceiling up there, something other, and they're raising that, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, and then you taking them logs that way, them old wasters will go in there and make a nest, you know, and all. They makes a nest kind of like a paper nest, you know, and laying hatch in that, you know.
I see.
Yes.
What do you call those things that make a nest? It looked to me like it's made out of dirt instead of paper.
A dirt dauber.
And are they sting you?
They don't sting. They'll bite, of course, you know, if you catch them or something, they'll just bite, you know, but they're not poison. No.
Oh, I see.
That's right, yes.
And the little ones that get you in the summer and make...
Oh, man, them things hurting now. Little yellow jackets. Man, them the terriblest things. Man, they just stick all on you, you not see them, man. But they're working, ready to go to sting you. Yes, sir, them yellow jackets.
I guess they can actually kill you.
Yes, sir.
They get at you, I guess they really can kill you.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How about the harmless bugs that you have? Remember the names that you used to call those bugs that didn't really hurt when they stung you?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. So them old... No, June bugs, I don't remember them stinging or nothing.
Yeah, the little ones that buzz and... Make you itch?
Well, what you call them bugs? Yeah, I remember them. We call them scalding bugs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, you know. Some kind of something come out like juice or sort of when it catch you, man. It just burn, you know, and all. We call them a little scalding bugs. They might have, they may name them different these days.
And the one that doesn't bother you very much, just scratches you, or when it bites you, you have to itch a little bit, and it goes away. What do you call that?
Just remember them about...
Do you have mosquitoes? Or?
Oh! Yes, sir. Well, yes, sir. Them little flying bugs. That's right. Yes, sir. We have mosquitoes. That's right. Some of them call them, some of them male-eyed mosquitoes. Male-eyed. And then there's some, them little, some of them are small little fellas. But man, they hurt just like a big one, dude. And I forget the name of them big ones. But some of them is larger than the others.
I think I've seen them. Some of them get...
Yes, sir, that's right. Joe. Yes, sir.
Now, how about the little things that if you walk through the weeds, they get under your skin?
Them ants?
Well,
it's not ants.
Or if you just walk through some weeds, through the woods, they get under your skin and make a little welt.
Oh, that is not a tick. That's a tick.
Is that a tick?
Oh, yes.
Or is that the same thing as a...